The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a brand new week on this Monday, June 22nd. Thinking ahead of myself. Good morning, Mr. Nick. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Good morning.
All right. So what? How was your weekend? What anything exciting? Were you at the lake? What was going on?
Yeah, I went to the lake and, it was family weekend. So my sister and brother-in-law and niece were up there for the first time this year. And so we all hung out and did Father's Day stuff and, yeah, just had a good time.
Wonderful. All right. Our family also was traveling. We were in Bozeman. my brother-in-law, Randy, who lives in Bozeman, we went to visit him. The whole family went up there and had a great time. And we had, I had not had a chance to eat in Bozeman in a long time, but we went to a restaurant called J.W. Heist, and it was really nice. I mean, it was kind of depot-esque, you know, and the food was excellent, and the atmosphere was nice. So,
what'd you have?
Oh, I had a flat iron steak, and it, nice. And the finish on it was just perfect. I actually ate every single bite. So
good for you.
Which is good.
Does that mean you were allowed dessert if you finished every bite?
Yes, yes. my wife said, "Okay, Peter, you may have dessert now." So anyway, but we had a great time. We visited with Randy and Sue, and Dale and Doreen were there, and all the Lowen clan. And we just had a wonderful time, and it was just great to catch up with everybody. So nice to get out of town every now and then.
How was the drive and everything up there? No issues, no nothing?
Everything was absolutely perfect. We stayed at the La Quinta.
Nice.
Which was, it's a motel, but it was nice.
Yeah.
And so we had a good time.
Nice. So you didn't break out into hives being in Bozeman enemy territory, being the Grizz PA announcer there in Bobcat land? You were
well,
okay?
Well, I will tell you, I went incognito.
Smart. You didn't no Grizz gear for that weekend? Yeah.
I think I had this shirt on, which is just Montana Grizzly.
Well, yeah, all right. Yeah. That'll work.
So, but I didn't get any heat from anybody. Because to be honest with you, it seemed like almost everybody who was at downtown that night seemed to be from out of town. I mean, everybody was visiting, looking at all the shops and whatever. Because people who live in Bozeman, they don't have to look at that. They live with it every day. So
sure.
Anyway,
yeah.
So well, we had a very nice time, and then we drove over. We had a great time. We came back, and so here we are.
Awesome.
Whew, back at work again.
Yeah. Right. Back on the grind. And today, for people wondering, we are having open phones for the entire show. No guests. No nothing.
My goodness. Yeah.
So yeah, it's up to you guys. Whatever you guys want to talk about. How your Father's Day weekend went, or if there's anything else going on in your world or stuff we should be talking about, and in your community, we want to hear all about it. So
you bet. I had a chance to visit with my daughter and son-in-law in Seattle, and of course Jakey was on the phone with us, and he has no idea what Father's Day is all about. He's only two, but we had a wonderful visit with them, and it was great. So
that's awesome.
So we'd like to hear from you folks. How was your weekend? If something exciting happened, give us a call, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We would absolutely love to hear from you. And we have two full hours of open phones. So if there's something that's been on your mind you'd like to talk about and get to our TalkBack audience involved in, we would love to have you be a part of that. So the number is 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. One quick sports note here. The West All-Stars beat the East All-Stars, football All-Stars in high school, 20-6 in Butte. So congratulations to the West All-Stars. All right, way to go. But I try to get a little football in whenever we can. So anyway, so well, whatever's on your mind this morning, if there's something happening in Missoula, the world, give us a call, 721-1290. We'll be right back. Montana weather.
Dennis Bragg with the updated weather. Starting off this week sunny and mild with highs continuing around 80 degrees and calm winds. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows down into the 40s. Highs will climb back into the mid-80s on Tuesday and Wednesday, peaking around 87 degrees on Thursday as the high pressure stays in place. There will be a few clouds in the overnight hours, otherwise fair weather until we see a bit of a cool down in the forecast on Friday. A threat of showers and probably some thunderstorms entering the weekend forecast.
Welcome back to Talk Back, everybody. It is the Monday edition, June 22nd, and we have open phones for two glorious hours, ladies and gentlemen. So if there's something on your mind, we would love to hear from you at 406-721-1290. And Mike from Big Timber is first up. Mike, good morning, and thanks for calling today.
Good morning, Peter. Just an announcement from Big Timber. If anybody is in the area, we have our Street Fest next weekend and a rodeo Friday night. So the Street Fest goes on from Friday and Saturday.
Now,
plenty of things to do.
I hate to do this to you, but would you mind describing for folks who maybe haven't ever been to Big Timber, where exactly are you located?
Where is Big Timber?
Yes, sir.
Exit 357, 367 off of Interstate 90.
Cool.
Between Reed Point and Livingston.
Gotcha.
Mike, what's your favorite part about the fair there?
Well, there's the car show. They line the streets of McLeod Avenue, which goes north and south. It goes actually south all the way to the to the natural bridge about 25 miles down, but it's the main street north and south through town, and they line the street up with antique cars, and they have a car show. If you bring your car, it's an older car or whatever, it gets judged and rated, and you get a prize for it. And then there's a rodeo Friday night at the fairgrounds.
Fantastic. So, it sounds like a fun place to be.
Actually, it is, sir, but if they ever put a traffic light here, I'm moving to Harlow.
So there's no traffic lights there?
No, sir. No, sir. We don't want any.
All right. Well, we'll keep that in mind. If we ever take over the government. Go ahead, Nick.
What about any of the good eats? Do you have anything, good vendors up there? What's going on there?
Yes, sir. We do. The street vendors will be out on the side streets off of McLeod, and they'll be selling some really excellent food there. So, awesome. And the local restaurants will be open also.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thanks for the update. This is kind of a travelogue because you got to remember that TalkBack can be heard all over the world on our website, and of course we're statewide now as well. So you're being a good ambassador for your town. So good for you. Tony is standing by from Stevensville. Good morning, Tony. You're on.
Good morning. Just had a question. If anybody knew, if there's anything new on the roundabout that was proposed for Bell Crossing? I haven't heard any more about it, and I was wondering if they still are going to put that in.
I have not heard anything specific, but we'll sure keep our eye open and our ears open, this being radio.
Well, I'm hoping if any of our listeners, I encourage Tony to call because I didn't know either, but hopefully someone out there might have an update, and if you do, give us a call and let Tony know. That'd be awesome.
I appreciate it, and you guys have a great day. You got a great program.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it, sir. Let's see. I was just looking this up. Who thought of this crazy idea to put a roundabout on U.S. Highway with a 70-mile-per-hour speed limit? And that came from the Bitterroot Star. So just looking at that possible Bell Crossing roundabout. All right. We have the phone lines are open. It is open phones, whatever you want to talk about. That's what we want to talk about this morning. So if there's something that's going on in your community, statewide, or wherever you might be, feel free to give us a call at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And the phone lines are starting to fill up a little bit with folks who want to participate in. By the way, this whole 2 hours is open phones. So let's get Susan on the line next. Susan, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say, first of all, that I think roundabouts anywhere are an invention of Europe, and they should be outlawed. If you are an EMT who operates a long emergency vehicle, they are very difficult to operate going around a roundabout. And I hope that we get over this idiocy of roundabouts. But anyway, that's not why it called.
Go ahead.
I have been over the moon. I don't like soccer. I never have watched soccer. My kids never were in soccer.
You know, the rest of the world calls that football, you know.
I know that.
Go ahead.
But I'm an American. And I'm going to tell you what, it has been such a joy to see that people from other parts of the world discover that the media has been giving them a false impression of what America is all about.
You bet.
And they are falling in love with not only the sights and sounds and tastes of America, but absolutely the people have been so gracious and so kind and so generous to the people from other parts of the world that it has been just delightful to see on social media the people falling in love with America. And I hope that our world counterparts are taking note of how the rest of the world is idolizing America, who call into this show, who don't have a very high opinion of America. I hope they will notice that people who are not from this country can't get enough of us, and they are utterly astounded by our national parks. They're astounded by our generosity with free refills and soda pops. I think that is the cutest. I mean, they are just, they can't even believe it. A Mexican restaurant and you get free chips before you even order your food. You get peanuts when you go to a steakhouse. It is just so cute. And I hope everybody noticed what was going on in Boston with the Scottish. It was just precious. Wow. And I hope everybody enjoyed it.
Well, Susan, thank you.
And
you should be the American ambassador for the World Cup, the way you're describing everything. You did a beautiful job at it. Thank you very much. We're coming up against a break. 721-1290 is our number. We have Francis from Big Fork. We have Elena, Dave, and Ed all standing by to weigh in on open phones. So the phone lines are open at 406-721-1290. We're coming right back, right here on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, it's the Monday edition of Talk Back, and really want to say thank you to everybody. The phone lines are really lighting up for open phones. We have 2 full hours of open phones today, ladies and gentlemen. So let's continue and not keep people waiting. Francis is on from Big Fork. Francis, good morning, and thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning. Well, we went to Great Falls to a TOPS convention for Thursday and Friday. And then we came back on Sunday at Lincoln, and they had specials of a steak and,
wow,
and stuff. And good, they always have good food at Lampkin's. And so that was the main thing, and they treated us really nice.
Well,
of course, the people in Great Falls are always nice.
Absolutely. I had a chance
and
to go
then
to,
I,
no, go ahead, please.
Oh,
no, please continue.
It's nice to go to a different. And I wanted to know the political side of me. I want to make sure everybody knows Dan Wilson for Supreme Court, because Let Him Loose Eddie has just let more people loose. If you read her, every time the crooks get a light sentence. And, you know, we can't have bad people that knife people, show guns and try to kill people, that they get loose. And she's got a new bill. I just read in the paper yesterday that they're going to introduce these judges that let all these crooks out, murderers that have been arrested 20 times, and then they turn them loose again.
Wow.
And then they go kill somebody, that they should prosecute them, the judges, for not doing their job. At least they could put them on probation.
Sounds good. Thank you for
that. And you gotta get also, yeah, I was going to say, get Aaron Flint in too. Bye.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, ma'am. Elena is standing by. Elena, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please. Hi, Elena.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry.
You're on, ma'am.
Well, thank you. It's hard listening over the phone. But anyway, your Listen on Demand, when is that updated? The last I checked, you had Thursday. I'm interested on Friday, the 19th, when you're going to put that up.
Let me look. It should already be up, but if it's not, let me see. Maybe there was an issue with it, and I will fix that for you as soon as possible.
Thank you. And then the other thing, Friday with Knutson on, that's the one I was interested in, when I mentioned what the update for the Gallatin County attorney was, and he gave it. And I was just wondering, it would be nice to hear what the Gallatin attorney has to say about it, Audrey Cromwell, and maybe you can have her on.
Yeah, Elena, the episode is published. It's up there. So yeah, I'm not sure. I'm seeing it right now. So if you're not able to find it on the website, all of our episodes are also published where you can download podcasts. So I don't know if on your phone you're able to do that, but
It's funny because on my computer, because that's how I do it, it says it's too large a file to use that. And so, you know, because I don't do the app.
Right. And I'm looking at our website right now, the newstalkkgvo.com. If you click the Radio on Demand tab and just scroll a little bit, it's the first one up there under TalkBack.
Okay, I'll try that.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks a lot. And it's nice that you've gone statewide, but I'll tell you, it's like nonstop commercials. That really interrupts what you're saying, or interrupts everything. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Elena. Appreciate it. All right. If you would like to personally fund TalkBack, we'd be happy to have a non-commercial broadcast.
Yeah, Peter and I both sit here because obviously it is a little different, because even before, too, without having hard breaks during the show, we used to be able to go over and cut short a little bit to kind of keep the flow of the show going. But now that we have these hard breaks, it's a little tough because we got to kind of cut people off and wait a little bit. And We're kind of running up to it now with Dave, so we don't want to hurry Dave.
Looking at it right now, and it's we have a minute 26 left, and that's not enough time to get another call in. But Dave and Ed are both waiting, so what we'll do is we will just kind of chat a little bit. Nick and I will chat a little bit until we get to the hard break, which is coming up a little more than a minute from right now. But it is open phones. I want to emphasize that the entire 2 hours, if there's something that is on your mind, you want to talk about it, hey, these are the 2 hours that belong to you on TalkBack. And again, the phone number is 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And we encourage new listeners, people who maybe just turned us on for the first time. This is a talk show, a phone-based talk show, and we would love to have you join us this morning.
Go ahead. Why the best part, you know, for me is, you know, getting to hear these new voices. Obviously, we really appreciate our regular callers and want, you know, you guys to continue. But anytime we can hear from what's going on in your community, because I know there's, you know, some of our people toward the middle or eastern part of the state, and they hear Missoula, and it's like, ooh, I don't know. But it's we want to hear about what's going on in your community and what's going on there. So
we actually are really nice people in Missoula, just in case you're wondering.
I can't speak for all of Missoula, but I can speak for us in this
Absolutely.
Room.
Absolutely. We're going to come right back after this. Stay with us.
Dennis Bragg with the updated weather. Starting off this week, sunny and mild with highs continuing around 80 degrees and calm winds. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows down into the 40s. Highs will climb back into the mid-80s on Tuesday and Wednesday, peaking around 87 degrees on Thursday as the high pressure stays in place. There will be a few clouds in the overnight hours, otherwise fair weather until we see a bit of a cool down in the forecast on Friday. A threat of showers and probably some thunderstorms entering the weekend forecast.
Smiles are powerful. A simple smile can light up a whole room. And for 25 years, Smile Train has been lighting up the world with smiles. And each smile marks a step towards a brighter future. As the world's largest cleft lip and palate charity, Smile Train has supported more than 2 million life-changing cleft surgeries in over 90 countries. Leaving a legacy of resilience, joy, and beaming smiles for generations of children. To learn more about cleft lips and palates and how Smile Train is supporting the cleft community all over the world, please visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, lighting up the world with smiles for 25 years.
Lorraine knew she wanted to adopt a teenager from foster care.
I love teenagers. I think it adds an element of fun because you can really do activities as a family that everybody loves.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes you're never too old for family. More than 20,000 children in the U.S. are at risk of aging out of foster care without a family. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hey, it's the Monday edition of Talk Back, rolling right along with open phones for the entire 2 hours. So it's up to you folks, and thankfully you're taking advantage of it. The phone lines are filling up. Dave is up next. Thanks for holding, Dave. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I have a question, but first a little bit of background information. In 1976, this is about the bomb. In 1976, a Princeton student designed a working nuclear bomb. And from my information, with that design, that a lot of people could have constructed a bomb. And so, yeah, and all they lacked was the nuclear material. And a lot of people, and me included, believe that Iran had the nuclear material enough to build, some people say, a dozen nuclear bombs. But, you know, the knowledge that it required to build the bomb is out there. It is pretty common knowledge. And so the question has to be asked, why didn't they build the bomb? If they had that nuclear material laying around, why didn't they build the bomb? In my view, the answer is they just chose not to. But I'm curious what other people have to say about that.
Well, I was just looking this up, and it said it's called the Princeton nuclear bomb. Refers to a famous 1976 physics term paper in which undergraduate student John Aristotle Phillips successfully designed a working, cost-effective atomic bomb using only publicly available information.
Right. And I'm sure that the... You know, Iranians are not stupid people. They knew how to build a bomb. I mean, and I'm sure they could, if they have the knowledge, they could do it. So, yeah, why didn't they build the bomb? And that's a question I'd like to hear someone else say, because a lot of people believe they have the nuclear material.
Well, I think any nation unless there's an absolute declared war, whoever used a nuclear weapon would be the pariah of the world forever. And I think, I'm not sure if Iran wants to go there. Maybe they do.
Yeah, I don't believe they did. I don't believe they did want to do that. Otherwise, they would have.
Right.
When we had a nuclear program, that we got enough nuclear material in the 1940s to shoot one bomb out to test it. And so we tested the bomb. And then we were able to get enough nuclear material together to do two more. And we used them on Japan. And the third one was we built a bomb. So whenever we had enough material, we built bombs. But it appears as though the Iranians didn't go that direction. And I'm just curious why people think... You know, as long as they chose not to, I mean, they had the ability, why didn't they build the bomb?
I have no idea, and if I ever meet somebody in leadership in Iran, I'll ask them.
Sure, yeah.
Thanks for the call, yes. Ed. Appreciate it. All right, Ed's up next. Ed, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Oh, wow. My subject here is a little lighter.
Oh, please. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, but it has to do with Australia and traffic circles and soccer or football down there.
Okay.
We spent 6 months in Australia when we had a car. And imagine going into a traffic circle on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, no.
You know, that's just too much confusion there. But the good news is that the right-of-way is still on the right. You don't have a left-of-way down in Australia. So you could rely on that. Supposedly, but the traffic circles were a bit confusing.
Now, I've never been to Australia, so let me ask you this, just for information's sake. Is the steering wheel on the left or the right-hand side of the car in Australia?
Oh, the right-hand side.
Oh, it is. It's European, then.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
British. But about football and soccer down there, the best version that I can think of is Aussie Rules Football. We went to Aussie Rules Football. It's quite different from rugby, soccer, or American football, and it's really simple and interesting.
It's rough and tumble, isn't it?
Yeah, and they used to have it on ESPN at 2 o'clock in the morning here.
Right.
But you can always record it and watch it. But if you have a chance. Do Aussie Rules Football. Learn the rules. There aren't many. For instance, you have to run with the ball, and you have to dribble it.
Right.
It's just shaped like a football.
Exactly.
And you have to bounce it off the ground.
Good luck with
and
that.
Back up every 5 yards or something like that.
We are up against a break. We're going to come right back. We've got open phones continuing when we come back right after this. So please give us a call, 406-721-1290 on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Helping your inner circle prepare for emergencies can start in many ways. Put together an emergency kit with WIPOL Create a family communication plan with your tita. Remind Bai to keep a backup battery charged. It all starts with a simple step, telling those you care about to be ready for the worst. So start a conversation and plan for emergencies together. Get more tips at ready.gov/start. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back. This is Talk Back on this Monday, June 22nd, and it's open phones all the way until 10 o'clock this morning. So give us a call. Let's fill those phone lines up, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Al is first. Al, good morning. You're on. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hello?
Hi, Al. You're on, please.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to comment on the difference in national news companies on reporting the same political story. Last week, California Governor Newsom was on ABC and CBS. He was hot under the collar about the Trump Department of Justice investigation on Newsom and his wife. I think they said there were four different investigations going on. Well, Fox reported basically the same thing. They said there were four investigations by the Justice Department. But Fox added something.
Okay.
And what they added, that one of these four investigations was started by the Joe Biden administration Justice Department. Can you imagine that? ABC and CBS said nothing about the Democrats started one of the investigations. Can you imagine that?
Wow, how about that?
That's my comment. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Let's get Jeff on the line. By the way, several other phone lines open. If you want to get in on open phones, we'll have open phones all the way till 10 o'clock. But Jeff, thank you for holding, sir. You're on. Go ahead, please.
Hey, we're traveling, so I might say that on you. If I do, I apologize. But two things real quick. First of all, Mike from Big Timber, I want to put a stamp where he said, small town America on the 4th of July. Or small town Montana on the 4th of July. There's nothing like it up here in Folsom. We have the Miracle of America Museum. Gil Mangles runs it. He donates vehicles for the parade to town on the 4th.
That's awesome.
It's just a wonderful time. Yeah. If anybody has a chance, stop to see his museum. It'll water your eyes. But last week I talked about Tulsi Gabbard dropping information about over 120 biolabs in over 30 different countries. Well, on Friday, her last day as Director of National Intelligence, she dropped 1,600 documents on Anthony Fauci and the emails around COVID. And it turns out that the intel community and the National Institutes of Health knew about COVID in 2019. Hmm. And he was going to the intel agencies not to publish about it being a lab escape, instead use the wet market theory. So it was a conspiracy from the get-go to keep the actual information from us. You know, that's those 1,600 documents, folks are just starting to go through the cloud. So more to follow, I'm sure, but
Let me ask you something, Jeff. You're a very educated caller. What do we learn when we hear things like this that happened several years ago and now quote the truth is coming out, end quote?
I know.
What do we learn when we find out that the stuff they told us way back when was incorrect or false or whatever? Now we're hearing it.
Yeah. And so it changes. You know, trust the science, trust the government. No, the government has an agenda. I don't trust the government. So that's as a guy who spent 45 years in the Air Force and defense contracting. So I think I'm going to die on you here, Peter.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate the call, and thanks for the comments. We appreciate it. 406-721-1290 is our number, and let's get right back to the phone. Say good morning to Rick. Rick, thanks for holding. Go ahead, please. You're on.
Hey, I don't happen to watch TV all that much, but I was channel surfing a little last night, and I never watched 60 Minutes, but I caught a 60 Minutes documentary on three Jews that were born just before the death camps had shut down. And they were born, one was born in a coal car, filthy, dead people all around. But the crux of the story was the three had never met, and they finally, through Providence, they had met. And they brought up this incident where a 21-year-old medic for the U.S. had, when they had come into a death camp, had found this woman. She said, "Please take my baby." And he did. And he was 21 years old. He was a medic. And his job was to do triage and decide who lived and who died. If you were too ill. Can you imagine the pressure of a 21-year-old? And it haunted him for the rest of his life.
Well, of course.
And that woman, over the decades, had finally tracked him down and knew him for 5 years before this had happened. And the only thing that saved these children from dying was they were, towards the end of the war, the final solution was killing 6,000 Jews a day in gas chambers. They had run out of gas, and they couldn't kill them as efficiently, so they lived. And the one survivor was a man, and the mothers all lived, the fathers all died, the rest of family members had died. Wow. And the subject came up that, what are you going to do when you get older and grow up? And he goes, "I'm going to join the military. I'm going to go to Germany. I'm going to kill as many Germans as possible." Mm. And in the Jewish way that Jewish people are, she said, "No, you're not. That they've taken so much from you. Don't let them take your soul." And I would ask people to go back and watch that 60 Minutes. It was yesterday, and watch that episode. It was very moving. And me being a supporter of the Jewish people, I was in tears. Inhumanity to Jews is beyond the pale. So go back and watch it.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. That's very, very poignant. We appreciate that call. And by the way, all of our phone lines are open now. So we have open phones all the way till 10 o'clock this morning. So if there's something on your mind you'd like to talk about, maybe something going on in your neighborhood or whatever, and you'd like to comment on it, give us a call, 406-721-1290. You want to talk about the World Cup? We can do that as well. All sorts of venues are open for the World Cup. We're going to come right back with more of Talk Back. Again, the number 406-721-1290 of the Montana Talks Radio Network. Montana Way. Hey, we're back. It's Talk Back on this Monday, June 22nd. I'm Peter Christian, the fabulous Nick Christensen, right over there taking your phone calls, producing Talk Back. And the phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment, just give us a call, 406-721-1290. Mr. Nick, go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah, you just mentioned before the break, if anyone wanted to kind of talk World Cup, I know Susan brought it up a little bit. In terms of the actual play, for those of you that maybe haven't been following it, Team USA won their first two games, and we have already advanced out of our group and won our group. It doesn't even matter what our third game is against Turkey on Thursday. So it'd be interesting to see, like, kind of what players play, because the second game that the U.S. played, their arguably their best player, one of their best players, had to miss it because of injury. But
oh boy,
we've been probably the most impressive looking team so far. Us and then Mexico and Germany are the three that have already advanced. Germany's obviously looked really, really good too. But people that are fans of the team, like if you're thinking U.S. soccer, because obviously, and you know, there's a lot of people that only care about every 4 years, you know, when the World Cup comes around. And our women's team is known to do really well, but the men's team is kind of known as, yeah, you get kind of close and then you kind of flutter out when you get to kind of the elimination games. And so people are starting to get excited around the soccer world. And if you haven't watched this team play, it might be worth starting to pay attention, because the way things are looking, like I said, we already advanced. And then because we won the group, our first elimination game will be against a team that finished second in their group. So maybe not as skilled of a team. So it'd be interesting to see if Team USA can make a little run here. But if you want to watch, their next game is Thursday against Turkey. I think it's at 8 p.m. our time. And again, I don't know if we're going to play all of our players because we've already advanced, but either way, it'd be fun to watch and show your support. But the last game was in Seattle and it was awesome. So,
yeah. All right, there you go. So we'd love to hear from you. If you're a soccer fan, give us a call, 406-721, I'm sorry, football.
Hey, we can call it soccer. Yeah. We're allowed to call it soccer. Right.
Yeah, this is America, for crying out loud. Anyway, but by the way, it is open phones. If there's something on your mind you want to talk about, we have about 3 or 4 minutes left before the top of the hour, and then another full hour of open phones. So let's jump right in and get Dave on the line. Dave, go ahead, please, sir. Hello, Dave.
Yes. A bit of history again here, because I'm a history nut. Concentration camps, most of the people killed in the concentration camps were Jews. It was a terrible thing. But the Nazis also targeted communists, socialists, trade union, Jehovah Witnesses, dissenting clergy, members of their ideological or religious opposition.
Right. And they also went after gypsies, if I remember correctly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And homosexuals, lesbians. So, I mean, it was a hodgepodge of people.
They were equal opportunity haters.
Right.
Okay.
Anyone they disliked, they sent to the camp. You know, they say about 6 million people were killed in the camps.
That's a conservative estimate, yes, sir.
Right. And a lot of Russians were starved to death outside of it. But, it was a terrible time. And hopefully we learn from it and we can do better in the future.
Hope so, too. All right. Well said. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 721-1290 is our number. We got about 2.5 minutes before we have to take our top of the hour break. And then we have another hour of open phones. So if there's something on your mind you'd like to talk about, just give us a call, 721-1290. By the way, just a quick rundown of the various sites where you'll be able to watch the World Cup here in America. Atlanta, Boston, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, MetLife Stadium in New York/New Jersey, Philadelphia, San Francisco Bay Area, Seattle, and in Mexico. You can watch it in Guadalajara, in Mexico City, in Monterrey, and of course in Canada, it's in Toronto and Vancouver. So there you go. Just in case you want to make a road trip. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I was just going to say, ticket prices are already starting to go crazy because, like I said, people,
sure.
USA was somewhat expected to get through the group, but then after that, all bets are kind of off. But I know that ticket resale prices, since we've already advanced, are going for that next elimination game that they have upwards of like $5,000 to $6,000
oh
for
goodness.
Good seats.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I mean, obviously that's not the get-in price. There's probably different, but I mean, yeah, it's in terms of getting and going, you probably should have already bought your tickets by now. But hey, if you're one of those crazy wealthy people, who knows, maybe you throw a little extra money down and go watch the game.
Well,
but the atmosphere in Seattle on Friday was awesome. So
I would imagine those who are in the know about the World Cup probably and wanted to make some money on the deal probably bought their tickets a long time ago.
Oh, that happens a lot. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And then
or fans buy tickets like way in advance, because this gets announced early. You know, you can buy your tickets years in advance and
right.
then just sit on them and hope that you end up, you know, getting a good game.
So. Yeah, I could put my kids through college with the
some. I'm sure could if they really wanted to. Yeah,
with buying tickets for the World Cup. All right, we're going to come right back after the top of the hour. Another hour of open phones is awaiting, so we'd love to have you be a part of it. If there's something on your mind, maybe a call from this hour sparked your interest, give us a call 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Talk back on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour number two of Talk Back for this Monday, June 22nd, underway. And we have a whole hour of open phones stretching before us. So if there's something on your mind, maybe something we talked about in the last hour sparked your interest, give us a call. You can talk about whatever, because it's open phones from now until 10 o'clock. And Skip has been waiting all the way through the break very patiently. Skip, good morning. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, thank you, Peter. After Tony from Stevensville's question came in about the roundabout that's this proposed for what would be the on 93 at the west end of Bell Crossing, I thought I'd do some checking for you, and so I called the road department to see if anybody there knew, and they said no. But if you find something out, please tell us. So. So really, so then I thought, well, I know somebody who probably knows. So I made a phone call to a more of a heavyweight, and I got a very complete answer. And it was that the probability right now is that near the beginning of 2028 is when something would start.
Wow.
But they first have some problems to solve. The reason that it got pushed even that far was because of public input and pushback, and also by I think our county government was questioning its real needs, and then pushback from the public at public meetings. I know I went to at least one or two, but at the same time, they have problems with easements on one side of it, having to settle that with landowners and making sure they get it in the right spot, because there is a giant substation right there on that corner, what would be the northeast corner of Bell Crossing, that they have to deal with as to making sure it's, you know, properly distanced from roadways and such. But I thought I'd tell you that they figure that no earlier than 2028 at this point, and that they're thinking of putting the speed limit down both directions into that intersection on 93. That was as complete an answer as I could get, and maybe they've updated that in the last few weeks, but my guess is that's pretty accurate for today's today's knowledge.
Well,
okay?
Let me ask you, what are the posted speed limits up there? I know a lot of folks call it the Bitterroot 500, you know, when they're out driving. But what are the speed limits, and are people obeying them?
I went up to Missoula, let's see, last week. I remember because I appropriately wore my blue shirt. And so when I was going that way north of Victor, okay, I remember there's at least one sign that lets me go 70 miles an hour,
right,
going towards Bell Crossing. And then I think it's reduced a little bit going through Bell Crossing on, let's see, if you're going north on the left side is that big complex, which is a Ravalli Electric Co-op. And then they're building some new commercial buildings right there on that corner.
Right.
And so I'm saying that you can still get up to 70 legally between Victor and Bell Crossing, and I'm thinking that's that's what they're going to start crunching the speed limit on before you get to that blinking yellow light.
Gotcha. All right. Well, sir, we are up against a break, and I really appreciate your call. Thanks for sharing that with us. And by the way, this is open phones, everybody. If there's something on your mind, you want to talk about the Bell Crossing situation, you can do that as well, or anything that might be going on in the world, in the nation, or up your street. 406-721-1290 is our number. 1-800-568-5309. We are looking forward to your phone call, especially if you've never called before. We'd love to have you be a part of the family here on TalkBack. We're coming right back after this quick timeout on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Dennis Bragg with the updated weather. Starting off this week, sunny and mild with highs continuing around 80 degrees and calm winds. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows down into the 40s. Highs will climb back into the mid-80s on Tuesday and Wednesday, peaking around 87 degrees on Thursday as the high pressure stays in place. There will be a few clouds in the overnight hours, otherwise fair weather until we see a bit of a cool down in the forecast on Friday. A threat of showers and probably some thunderstorms entering the weekend forecast.
Hey, this is TalkBack for this Monday, June 22nd. I'm Peter Christian. Nick Christensen taking your phone calls, producing TalkBack this morning. Al is on the line. It is open phones for the entire hour. Al, please go ahead. What's on your mind?
Oh, you've been talking about soccer earlier.
Football. go ahead. Yeah, soccer.
My memory is horrible, so I'm guessing at the first part of this. I think it was Friday morning between 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, there's a national, on this program here, there was a national guy talking about soccer. And I think he mentioned something about the British soccer team won the title 2 years after World War II.
Okay.
So that would have put it, what, 1947. So they must have had some sort of a playoff thing that was interrupted by the war.
Of course.
Anyway, on this 47 championship by the British soccer team, the player of the game was a German guy who played on the British.
How about that?
If you can find out I'm wrong, let me know. But I thought that was quite interesting. I can see it right now, France playing the British and the booze that would be coming on. Thank you very much.
I it would be interesting to go back. I'm obviously it's not on film anywhere, but it would be interesting to see. You know, if somebody was a kid who was there at the time, would maybe still be alive today or pass the story down. To their relatives. What the reaction was.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. All right, it's open phone, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309.
So, go ahead, quick Nick, story. Please. Yeah. Gas prices updates came out this morning.
All right.
So in lieu of calls, provide a little update. This is now the fourth week in a row that Montana gas prices have dropped.
Yay.
And we actually had our biggest weekly drop of the year so far. Average gas prices in Montana fell 15.8 cents per gallon in the last week, now averaging 407 per gallon. Still the national average, that also dropped 14.1 cents per gallon in the last week, and the national average is 385. So we're still paying a little bit more than the national average than we'd like, and we're currently ranked 15th in the U.S. when it comes to the average price of gas. But yeah, prices right now in Montana are 51.1 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, and still 83.7 cents per gallon higher than a year ago.
Yeah.
But we were in like the dollar amounts a couple weeks ago. So that's dropping a little bit, which is good. The national average is down 67.2 cents from a month ago.
Wow.
But it's still 67 cents or so higher than a year ago. Patrick Dahani's the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy. He said Average gas prices declined in nearly every state over the last week, while all 50 states saw average diesel prices move lower. He said, however, the outlook is far from settled. New uncertainty has emerged after Iran suggested the Strait of Hormuz was closed, along with fresh warnings that the U.S. could again strike Iran, developments that could push oil prices higher in the days ahead. He said, despite this, gas prices aren't yet at significant risk of a spike, as some vessels have continued to move through the strait. He said, still, should the situation worsen or escalate further, motorists could see that risk change quickly. So, and just here in Missoula, I'm not sure about what's going on. Maybe some folks could call in and talk about what's going on in their community. But just in Missoula, I mean, prices are kind of all over the map. You go down one street and they're $3.99. You go down another, it's a 20-cent difference.
Right.
And another, it's 10. So it's like, I mean, you can obviously find the cheapest station in Missoula if you just kind of wait it out. But
I would imagine prices are
all over the place.
I would imagine there's got to be a website somewhere that tells you, you can just go right to it and say, okay, what's the lowest price in Missoula? Where will I find it? I'm sure it's got to be somewhere.
Well, yeah.
Ask Mr. Google.
Costco is always the cheapest in Missoula. Yeah, you don't really need to worry about.
True story.
Worry about that. But you also pay for, a membership to be able to pay those cheaper prices.
Right.
So, I mean, it's kind of a balances out there. But I'd be interested to know what's going on in Bozeman, Billings, other places like, Great Falls, what's going on. And just are your gas prices all over the place? Do those numbers sound high to you or lower? Because, right now we're still paying, 92 cents more per hour. Or not, sorry, not 90, like 19 cents more. So, I don't know. We'll just keep tracking it.
Well, when I filled up in Bozeman to come back to Missoula just yesterday, in fact, I was $3.99 a gallon. So, your regular unleaded.
Yep, that's about,
one of the big gas station complexes there. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, we'd love to hear what's on your mind this morning, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. One thing that I am excited about is the Missoula Marathon is this weekend. And every year, my wife and I participate in the 5K. And because we're old, we don't really worry about times or all that jazz. I run a little bit, jog a little bit, walk a little bit, whatever. But it's just really a fun time to be able to see people you haven't seen for a while and just kind of, rub elbows with lots of folks. It's really fun watching the elite runners. Because they get right to the front of the line, that's where they put them, and that gun goes and pew, they're off like a shot. So
yeah, my brother-in-law, he did the full marathon a couple of years ago, not last year, but I think the year before, and then my sister, I believe she's going to do the half marathon this weekend.
Cool.
It'll be a good time, hopefully.
Good for her. And for those of you who may see me limping or struggling along the line, just to pat me on the head and say, you can make it, old-timer. Yeah, anyway.
For your 5K?
Yeah. For my 5K.
You better not be limping for the 5K. That'd be a tough look there, Peter.
I know. I'm just being self-defecating. I'm so self-deprecating. Excuse me.
Does your wife usually stay with you, or do they zoom past you and leave you alone?
She and her sister are very fast walkers, so they usually beat me rather soundly. Her sister Doreen is very tall, and so she's very long legs, so she really gets it going, and it's just a fun time. We do it as a family, and when we get done, we get the little medal, and you get the t-shirt and all that kind of stuff, so it's fun.
Very cool.
It's one of the fun things in the summer for Western Montana. And
I know it's sold out, too. It's sold out pretty quick.
Yeah. So. And for the Run Wild Missoula people, they do such a good job putting that thing on. So we're going to come right back. 721-1290 is our number. You're listening to the Monday edition of Talk Back.
Montana.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A new proposal from Washington could soon change how Montana climbers scale their favorite peaks on public lands. The U.S. Forest Service unveiling its first ever national policy for managing recreational climbing across national forests and grasslands. The directive will establish uniform guidance for the use and maintenance of fixed anchors and equipment. This updated plan replaces a 2023 draft to align with the newly enacted Explorer Act, which explicitly recognizes recreational climbing and certain fixed anchors as appropriate uses in designated wilderness areas. Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz noted that nearly 30% of all outdoor climbing happens on national forest lands, making a nationwide policy essential for local decision makers to ensure safety and accessibility. The agency has opened a 30-day public comment period for climbers to weigh in on the proposal before it's finalized. Glacier National Park expected to open the Going to the Sun Road for the summer season today, marking a pretty average opening date after road crews are able to cope with the persistence of occasional snowstorms this spring. We'll be watching to see how road traffic develops since the park won't be using a reservation system this year for the first time since the pandemic. The park is encouraging the use of more shuttles with a revised system, and there will also be time limits for parking at Logan Pass. Montana grain farmers wrestling with their toughest economic environment in years, according to the Flathead Beacon. Surging production costs and low commodity prices have left nationwide row crop production $43 billion in the hole over the last few years. Recent global supply chain disruptions have only intensified the crisis, driving Montana diesel prices up to as high as $5 a gallon this spring and sending fertilizer costs soaring. While historically high cattle prices are helping offset some of those losses, agricultural leaders are urging Congress to quickly pass the 2026 Farm Bill to provide some relief. This is the Montana State News Network.
Montana's future is on the line. Will you stand up and fight? Montana was built on hard work, strong families, and economic freedom. Americans for Prosperity is building a grassroots movement, and we need you to help lead the charge. Our wages are among the lowest in the nation. Our children rank near the bottom in math and reading. Home ownership is becoming an out-of-reach dream for many, while government interference and radical regulations strangle our industries. Join us today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Every act of change begins with a neighbor, with someone saying,
"We take care of each other here."
In food banks and food pantries, neighbors pack fresh food and dignity into every box, moving food from farms to families through Feeding America's nationwide network. So when that box reaches a home, it carries more than food. It carries a promise that together we can end hunger. Feeding America, led by neighbors. Take action to end hunger now at feedingamerica.org.
The Monday edition of Talk Back, rolling right along statewide on the Montana Talks Radio Network. And it is open phones all the way till 10 o'clock this morning, so let's keep it going. We'd love to hear from you at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Jeff, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, yeah, I think I'm in a better place right now for a conversation. We're driving from Bolson to Helena to take Rosie to the to a week-long My Life convention.
Cool.
So, on the way down, I noticed gasoline. I just passed Bonner, and it was $3.94. Up on the res, it was $4.25, so 30 cent difference.
Wow.
Just in that. So, yeah, pick your place carefully. Looks like truck stops are probably going to be the lowest. You were talking about the marathon, though, and I brought a chuckle to my mind when you were talking about you the way you run. It reminded me of something my grandmother used to say. She had a whole bunch of sayings, but one that came to mind was, "You're running like a herd of turtles."
A herd of turtles. I like it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to conjure that up. Turtle marathon, what that would be like.
Well,
and, it's been a constant discussion about nuclear weapons too, by nuclear weapons by Iran, and I want to point out something to people. What delivery system would they use? I mean, I know what the U.S. uses. We have aircraft and we have missiles. The weapons designed for the aircraft are completely different than the weapons designed for missiles. Because missiles, when you launch a missile, that's at a high G-force. I mean, some of the intercept missiles can reach 20 Gs. So it's not, you know, yeah, you can come across the physics of building a bomb, but what about the physics of building a bomb that can withstand 20 Gs of acceleration? Completely different animal.
Have to be pretty sturdy.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a technological leap. So my premise, and I've said this before, but I guess people don't listen. My premise is that why build a bomb if you got no way to deliver it? So let's make sure we have the delivery system. And the way that Iran has stockpiled ballistic missiles, they want lots of them so that they can defend the country. And once they have a sufficient stockpile of missiles, well, they can build the payload that will go on the missile. And not have to have it just sitting around. We'll store the uranium until that happens. So wow. It's completely logical that they don't have a bomb yet. It's not a mystery to me at all. And finally, just complete non sequitur. Just heard that going to the Sun Highway is opening today. So it's going to be fully open. And it always amazes people not from Montana, I think, that you have a highway that can't open up until the actually summer solstice.
Right, exactly.
There's too much snow on the road. It's part of life in this state that I love. Montana is unique.
But by the way, how is tourism up at Glacier Park? Anybody out there? We haven't been for a long time. The last time we went was several years ago, and it was an because now you actually have to make reservations online to be able to get in at a certain time, and you have to get there on time and in order to be able to get that. And so it's not just drive in, you know, drive up to enjoy the mountains and drive out again. There's a whole whole area of trying to be being prepared so that you can really enjoy your trip up to Glacier.
Yeah, there is. I have not kept track of that. It's a whole rigmarole. I know in Folsom, tourist season's in full swing. The locals know that when you're coming on to 93 anywhere in town, don't try to turn left except at stoplights.
Right.
The folks will come up and they'll be at a road. They'll try to turn left. Guys, figure it out so that all you have to do is turn right, because you're not going to get across the lane of traffic if you go the other way. Something that the locals know and tourists have to figure out by themselves, I guess.
It would be nice if there was a little sign that says, "Hey, by the way, if you're new to Polson, don't try to turn left onto the highway."
Yeah, I guess I'll talk with the Chamber of Commerce to find out if they on their website.
Good deal. All right, Jeff, always a pleasure hearing from you, sir. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, gents.
You bet. Have a great day. We appreciate it. Hey, it's open phones. If you have something on your mind, you'd like to talk about national, world, Montana, Missoula, you name it. We'd love to hear from you at 406-396-1287. No, that's my number. It's 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Where did that come from?
That's the first time I think
my
you've done
goodness.
That in the 8 years I've done this show.
There's a first time for everything, I guess. Anyway. Okay, but don't call me at home.
Don't write that down.
Now that you have my number at home. Yeah, anyway, don't do that. Anyway, we would love to hear from you. And again, it is open phone, so if there's something going on, maybe you want to talk about the World Cup, we could do that. You want to talk about what's going on in your neighborhood. Maybe there's something, a new subdivision going in near you. Maybe you're concerned about. Just give us a call. We would love to hear from you this morning. And again, that's what Open Phones is all about. So again, it's 406-721-1290, 1-800-568-5309. Mr. Nick Christensen over there taking your phone calls. And I am Peter Christian. And we will come right back after a quick timeout. Hopefully get your phone calls on Talkback for Open Phones. Stay with us.
Hey, if you're waking Smiles are powerful. A simple smile can light up a whole room. And for 25 years, Smile Train has been lighting up the world with smiles. And each smile marks a step towards a brighter future. As the world's largest cleft lip and palate charity, Smile Train has supported more than 2 million life-changing cleft surgeries in over 90 countries, leaving a legacy of resilience, joy, and beaming smiles for generations of children. To learn more about cleft lips and palates and how Smile Train is supporting the cleft community all over the world, please visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, lighting up the world with smiles for 25 years.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Blowing out your birthday candles should be easy. But if you have undiagnosed COPD, you may find yourself short of breath. Early diagnosis and treatment can add years to your life. If you have symptoms like wheezing or chronic cough, talk to your doctor and visit copdfoundation.org today.
All right, we are back on TalkBack. It's Monday, June 22nd. Glad to have you along this morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen taking your phone calls, and Greg is on the line. Greg, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Well, you were talking about gas prices earlier and finding out, you know, what they might be. Well, there is an app for that.
Ah.
Called Gas Buddy.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we use it all the time when we're traveling. Find the best prices we can.
What's it called?
Called Gas Buddy.
Oh, Gas Buddy. Okay, yeah. I thought you said something different.
Yeah, we've been friends with Gas Buddy for years here at KGVO as a news source. But it's good to know that it's also there's an app to help you find the lowest gas prices. That's really cool.
And it works well. So.
Excellent.
Try it out.
Greg, thank you so much for the call, sir. We appreciate it. All right. 406-721-1290 is our number. A little instance there of open phones, and that's what's going on from now until 10 o'clock. So, Nick, go ahead, please.
Yeah, sure. We got an update from Glacier, ironically. Jeff just mentioning going to the Sun Road now being fully open for the season. A little info here. Visitors will be able to drive the entire 50-mile length of road and access Logan Pass from both West Glacier and St. Mary entrances. Vehicles and vehicle combinations longer than 21 feet, that's including bumpers, or wider than 8 feet, including mirrors,
wow,
are prohibited between Avalanche Creek and Rising Sun. Vehicles over 10 feet in height may have difficulty driving west from Logan Pass to the loop due to rock overhangs. Stock trucks and trailers can access Packer's Roost on the west. At Logan Pass, visitors will discover lingering winter snow,
uh-huh,
and should be prepared for cold temperatures, wind, and icy conditions. Standing or walking on snow along the road and nearby trails is strongly discouraged. The Highline Trail from Logan Pass is closed due to snow conditions. Be sure to check the Trail Status Reports page often for the latest information on trail conditions. Visitors are encouraged to be prepared at the entrance station by having their park pass ready and accessible. park only in designated parking spaces throughout the park. Parking outside of the marked areas damages fragile vegetation, contributes to soil erosion, and can block access for emergency responders, so don't want to do that. To help protect park resources and ensure safe travel for all, visitors should follow posted parking guidance, avoid stopping along roadways, and remain patient during periods of high congestion. As a reminder, don't throw food waste, including apple cores, orange peels, sunflower seeds, unwanted drinks like coffees, tea, sodas, etc., car windows. Peter laughs. Some people are doing it.
I know that they do. I'm laughing because it happens.
This attracts wildlife to the roadways, which increases wildlife fatalities, which we definitely don't want. Discard all your garbage in bear-proof garbage cans. Traffic into the west entrance of the park may be busy at times, and visitors may expect to wait up to 2 miles and 30 minutes to West Glacier at peak times. So there's some info for you there.
Yeah, and I will tell you, when I was in the Boy Scouts a million billion years ago, we went to a glacier park, and scout camp out type thing, and we were in a camping area, and there were some folks there who were from the east, and a young man who thought it would be a good idea to approach a moose, you know, who was out in the prairie there, and try to get a good close up picture. And I said, you know, hey, come on back this way. And so just as the moose began to amble toward him, I got him, and the moose came a little bit faster. So I threw him under a car and went underneath with him. And pretty soon the moose went away, and his parents were, the young man's parents were happy that I was there. So anyway.
Gee, I don't think I've heard you tell that story before.
It's a crazy one. Yeah, I went back a long time ago. But Harry is waiting on the line. Harry,
we only got 50 seconds, so I want to give Harry some time because, we got a break coming up.
Here, we have a break coming up. All right.
Yeah. But that story you mentioned, how long ago was this?
Oh, this was back when I was in Boy Scouts.
Oh, you said that. That's right, Boy Scouts.
Long time ago.
I was on the
phone
with Harry when you said that.
How old are you when you're in Boy Scouts? 11, 12, 13, something like
that?
Yeah. Anyway.
You were a young hero.
There you go. And by the way, the young man's parents, after thanking me, they were spanking him.
yeah. That kid learned a couple lessons that day.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. The one thing you don't want to, you got to be very, very careful when you're in the national parks. Yeah, there's wildlife everywhere, but be extremely cautious because they are, say with me, wild animals. So, yeah. We're going to come right back, and when we get back, we'll get Harry's call. So stay with us. 406-721-1290 is our number.
This is our shared heritage, but today we're divided. Except for our love of wildlife and wild places they and we call home. We are closer than you think. Learn more at defenders.org.
Hey, it's Talk Back, rolling right along on this Monday, June 22nd. I'm Peter Christian, Mr. Nick Christensen over there, taking your phone calls. It's open phones for this whole hour. And I really appreciate everybody's participation today, including Harry. Harry, good morning. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, Peter. Just real quick on about the nuclear weapons in Iran. I'll put it out there, like, you know, what the Jeff says is it's theory. So while they would want to get the delivery system first, then the bomb. But in reality, North Korea did it the other way, and they had a bomb, and nobody can touch them at that point. So I mean, again, here's his theory, but I'm looking at what happened in the real world. But I really want to call it about the reflecting pond. I mean, now they're saying, there's people who were putting stuff in it, or sabotaging or whatever.
You're talking about in Washington, D.C., right?
Yeah, okay. Washington, yeah.
Right.
And, it's a huge, huge thing of water, body of water, and it's, about 3 feet deep, and it doesn't take a genius to understand that if you got that much water, that shallow, stagnant, it's not, there's no, you know, flowing,
no.
You're going to have algae. I mean, it's just, and especially when they put a darker color underneath, that just warms the water up that much more, and there you go. I mean, it's, if they really wanted to keep algae out of it, you'd have to have put major amount of circulating pumps, and it's going to, you know, that, they, right now they wasted $16 million. I know that's in government spending, that's a, not a heck of a lot, but still, you know, that ain't chump change either. They could have done so much more with $16 million, but it's a nice way to waste a few, you know, few million dollars and, you know, pay off one of your buddies or whatever, but still, it's ridiculous to think that somebody putting a little bit of stuff in is going to make algae in it. I mean, they showed that they're putting all this other chemicals in it, trying to kill the algae, and that ain't working because that's a massive amount of water. And I say it's warm, it's stagnant, and it's not, you know, it's like I say, if you really wanted to do it, you'd have, it'd take a major project to put all kinds of circulating pump, or maybe put some algae eating fish in there. But I don't know if that would be enough to do it either, because it'd be a lot of fish to cover that much area.
I would imagine it would be a challenge if you're in the Parks Department in Washington, D.C., to try to keep that area clean and safe.
Yeah, and then you got birds flying in. So if you had enough chemicals to kill the algae, you'd be killing the birds, too. I mean, and you can't keep it completely clean because, again, they've got birds, you know, dropping their dew in there and
right.
Everything else coming in. So it's I say, you know, it just takes common sense to say, well, this is, it's a real, you know, you're going to have just repainting it ain't going to do it. I mean, it's.
Well, I'm just looking at this post online. It says the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool is temporarily closed because of the algae problem, because of the mess of cleaning it up.
Yeah, and they'll keep cleaning it up, and if they get it completely clean, within a week, it'll be back again.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's water. Water, things grow in water, and especially when it's stagnant, you know, again, you need, it's, you know, the idea that, well, we're just painting a nice color, and then it'll be all perfect. No, that was a nice waste of $16 million. They could have blown their nose with it and done just as much good with it.
And of course, everyone who visits there is going to be very, very safe and respectful of the property, right?
Well, I mean, you know, it's, even if they aren't, there's still, you know, stuff blows in, you know, it's
gotcha.
And like they showed the size of it, and it's just gigantic.
It is.
You know, it covers a lot of area.
It's huge, you bet. Hey, thanks for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Perry is standing by. Perry, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please. It's open phones.
Oh, hello. Are you talking to me?
Yes, Perry. You're on. Go ahead, please, sir.
I'm sorry, I was, the wife was talking to me. You know, I always wait for Harry's call. You know, isn't it funny how I was always concerned about $16 million, but not a word ever about the billions from Minnesota and California and Ohio and everywhere else with all the Medicare and Medicaid and COVID fraud and all of that other stuff that was foisted upon us by people on his side of the political spectrum. Isn't that amazing how none of that seems to matter? But
well, we got to get you two guys together to have coffee sometime.
Oh yeah, that'll work real well. Better make it decaf. But anyways, you know, the nuclear thing, the Iranians, you know, the problem, the thing with nuclear enrichment, they supposedly had 60% uranium, pure uranium. The last steps to a fissile material, the kind that goes boom instead of just as a dirty bomb,
right,
is an increasingly difficult and dangerous process. Not to mention the delivery system to where they really want to put it, which is somewhere on the East Coast. So, you know, the Iranians, they are not, they want to destroy us. Shia Islam is one of the most virulent conquest, religion of conquest is the only way to put it. That's what they are. It's what they do. They're like the Terminator. And it's never going to stop unless we stop them. So thank God for the hated President Trump, the dreaded orange man, for having the cojones to step in and take care of that before they landed one in Philly had it go take out the East Coast. For Harry, you know, Jesus, Harry, learn some history, okay?
All right, thanks for the call. Thanks. Appreciate it. Do we have time to get one more call in?
We'll do it quick with
Ed, quickly. We got about a minute and a half. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about the reflecting pool. Saw on TV a couple guys pouring a quart-sized bottle of hydrogen peroxide in it to kill. Okay, I'm still laughing, obviously. All right, Trump really doesn't have the attention span to fight a war. You know, he's bored with it, they say. Proof of this? Well, on one night in late May, he sent 70 overnight messages from his Truth Social account. This guy stayed up all night with the 70 messages. What, on 70 topics? So I think he's a bit crazy, tell you the truth. And I wonder what role his dad had in this. You check out Fred Trump Wikipedia page.
Okay.
It's page after page after page.
Right.
You won't read it all, but you kind of wonder if there's a connection there. Okay.
Thanks for the call. We're running out of time in this segment. We're going to come right back. We have Skip standing by waiting. It's open phones till 10 o'clock this morning, and you guys have made it a great open phones. We appreciate every single one of you. So still have a few minutes, though, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Thanks for joining TalkBack on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Back after this. Okay, here's the... Hey, it's the Monday edition of Talk Back, and you guys have done great for 2 hours of open phones. You kept the phones busy. Thank you so much for all your calls today. We still have a few more minutes left to continue. So let's get Skip on the line. Skip, it's open phone, sir. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Are you talking to me, Peter?
Yes, sir. Skip, you are on. Oh. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. I heard you earlier. We're talking to one of your callers, and I think it was about, I was far from the phone, but I think it was about being careful of getting too close to moose.
Right.
And I picked up on that because I've had two serious encounters with moose personally.
They're mostly blind. So, you know, they don't see very well.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you get in their feeding ground, for instance, they're in charge, and you better get the hell out of there. So, and that happened to me, and it was then a second time at the same place, which was way out in the Centennial Valley. I don't know if you're familiar with that, where the Red Rocks National Wildlife Refuge is, and I was working out there. I have a lot of Back in the 90s and early 2000s, I have a lot of alternative energy systems on properties out there. And one of them was the Elk Lake Lodge, which is on national forest land and it's leased. And the owners had a brand new system put in, and I brought it in the middle of the night over Red Rocks Pass on a sled in the middle of the winter.
Wow.
And
wow.
Came across Elk Lake. It was full moon. I'll never forget it. And I was coming down across the lake. It was about 12:30 at night. And this moose was in the middle of the lake because it's like 10 below. And so he wasn't going to let me go forward. He was going to, every time I moved the sled to the right, he'd go that way. To the left, he'd go that way. I had to do an end run around him. And finally got past him. But then the next day, I was going from the lodge to a cabin that I was doing some technical work in, and all of a sudden he comes up out of the brush, the same moose. I'm sure it was because of the hair on the side of his neck that was a flaw, and so. And he pinned me in the cabin. I was in there for 3 hours. That sucker was on the porch. He was looking through the windows at me.
Wow.
He wanted me back because I walked right through his territory. But seriously, of all of the undulates, I think moose can be the most dangerous because they really get mad and they'll go after you. So I thought I'd tell you that. It's a beautiful place to work, but you always had to be careful.
Well, so, the one,
Yeah, that's a list.
The one thing I've heard about moose is they, you know, are their eyesight is poor to start with, right?
Yeah.
And so when, yes, when you get somewhere in there, they can't identify you until you get too close, and then they're already on you. So you have to really be careful and understand a little bit more about, you know, Mother Nature and wild. Well, you have to remember they're wild animals.
Well, I always appreciated those encounters because it was in an amazing place, and it was just a reminder to me that I was really on their ground. They weren't on mine. So I always respected that. So I thought I'd tell you that story. Thank you, sir.
That's a good one. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. And we have about, 2.5 minutes left in our time together. Mr. Nick, go ahead, please.
Yeah, there's probably going to be no time to take another call, even if we get one. So a quick update. For those of you that heard it over the weekend, the owner of an Anaconda bar has been identified as the victim of a fatal shooting that occurred. A Facebook post from Carmel's Sports Bar and Grill identified the victim as Shane Charles. The post said obituary and funeral services are pending. The suspect has been identified as Mark Ray Locke. Locke appeared from the Anaconda Deer Lodge Detention Center. He is charged with deliberate homicide. Wow. With a penalty enhancement for use of a deadly weapon. He could face life in prison or potentially the death penalty. He'll be appointed a public defender, but the preliminary hearing is set for July 17th, and his bond was set at $1 million. So.
Wow.
And if he were to post bond, conditions of his release would include having to relinquish all of his weapons. So that's the update from over the weekend. So obviously, sad update, but yeah.
Nick, thanks for sharing that. I know you are our number one news guy, and I appreciate the fact that you keep your nose to the ground and to the grindstone and to the ground and find out all sorts of things for us. So we appreciate it. So thank you.
Yeah, we try to stay informed, and obviously we have our help from Dennis Bragg, who runs the State News Network there and provides, you know, great updates for us on the web and on air. So I rely and lean on him because we used to have a little bit bigger news team here, but with you being part-time now you know, Dennis part-time, things are a little lighter. But looking at tomorrow's Talkback
show.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Going to be pretty busy. First hour, our first kind of longer segment there, Americans for Prosperity will join us for about 8 or 9 minutes, right around 8:10. From 8:20 to 8:30, it'll be Brian Musard. He's a Montana rancher, owns and operates Reminisce Angus Ranch. And then the last half hour there, for that hour, we'll have open phones. And then from 9 to 10, it'll be Econ 101. We'll talk with Kaya Peterson. She's the executive director of Neighborhood Works Montana, and they'll be talking about how communities across the state are addressing housing.
All right, we're going to come right. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early at 8 o'clock. Thanks so much for calling today on Talkback. Have a great day.